from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it's the only show that does not have a pre-produced open because, frankly, I don't know how to introduce you, because this is your show. Welcome to it. Welcome to a rainy and cool, kind of feels a little fallish out there, doesn't it? Saturday morning from the Northern Kia Studios. 4 hours of you and I talking together, all you Atlanta OGs, all you fans. And I encourage everybody out there who wants to weigh in on something. This is a really good day today, and maybe a little bit tomorrow too, that if you want to talk about something that isn't football, because, you know, if you stop and think about it, by this Thursday, when the Falcons open camp, by next weekend when we're talking, between the Falcons and the Olympics and the Braves, yeah, and then we're going to follow that right up with the start of the NFL preseason, which is, my gosh, it's only 12 days away. We're 12 days away from the first NFL preseason game of the year. So if you want to jump in on something, this would be a good opportunity for you to do that at 404-726-0929. I'm just saying that because, you know, when we get into this, you know, we're going to get, you know, football season anyway, but then you add the Olympics on top of it, and it's all going to be here, and boy, it's going to come fast. And you get to the 4th of July, I would say, you get to the 4th of July, and it just kind of rolls. I mean, school starts in what, like 10 days? Which, that never happened when I was here. Okay, I am a product of the DeKalb County school systems. You could tell by the way I talk. And so that didn't happen so much. We weren't going to school in August. It was like, oh, Labor Day would come, we would watch the Jerry Lewis telethon, and then we would go back to school. Nah, it's not the way it is anymore. And, you know, it starts like August 1st. I'm like, oh, okay. So they ramp it back up and get going here. And I think that's because nowadays they put in so many off days, you know, these teacher days or whatnot, you know, during the year, that they, you know, they build in so much downtime. Because once, when we were going to school, you got like the holidays off, right? You know, and maybe you had a snow day every now and then, but you got like the holidays off. You got like Thanksgiving and Christmas break, and maybe there was some kind of really kind of, you know, Easter springish break that was really kind of short, couple of days thing, and that was it. There was no like, oh, you're off for teacher holiday or teacher work day or this or that or this holiday or that holiday. No. You know, it was like you were going. Put your head down, you go. 404-726-0929. Yeah, it's just a little bit of an old guy. We got a lot to talk about today. And since we do have an opportunity, we are going to get into a lot of Falcons tomorrow. I do want to remind you, you are always welcome to talk about the Hawks. You are always welcome to talk about the Falcons. For that matter, you're always welcome to talk about your team as long as you're nice. In the last couple of weekends, I've had some fans of other teams, like the New York Giants. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking, too. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, who wanted to call in and talk about their team. And what they wanted to do was throw shade at the Falcons. Yeah, that ain't going to cut it, guys. You know you want to come in and talk about your team, but that's fine. But let's be talking about your team here. And not just throwing shade at my team. Because they come in and they start bomb throwing. I'm going, okay, you're not a Falcons fan, because no Falcons fan, even if you're concerned or you have worries, legitimate ones, about, you know, a new coach and a new season, and, oh, my God, we haven't been to the playoffs in 7 years, and all that kind of stuff, or the quarterback's got an Achilles or whatnot. The fact of the matter is you don't come in here and start throwing bombs at the team. I think everybody here is kind of like interested. You're either, your interest level in the Falcons, if you're a Falcons fan, is you're really intrigued by what could happen this year, or you're really, you know, kind of invested in the fact that this team is going to be a lot better than it has been over the past 4 or 5 years, which is where I'm kind of at. The end of the Dan Quinn era through the Arthur Smith era, I think Raheem and company, I'm kind of invested in, hey, let's win the NFC South. We have arrived. It's time. This team is ready. I'm not going to tell you they're the best team in the NFL, but I think they're pretty good. I think they're really good, as a matter of fact. I think that they push top 10 in the NFL, and I think they're the best team in the division. So, but that's me. You may have a different opinion at 404-726-0929. All right. Noel White is the executive producer, technical producer, board operator, call screener, and co-host here today. Noel, how are you doing?
I am doing pretty good, John. I had a super exciting night. The WNBA provided me with all types of entertainment yesterday, so I couldn't even get to bed. I spent so much time giggling and cheering.
Yeah, Alicia Gray, have a day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Have the day, have the night, have the weekend, Alicia.
Yeah, I mean, she was, like, tearing it up. How many events did she win? Like, the skills, the three-point, I mean, the whole thing, right?
Yeah, everybody of them.
Oh, it's going to be this star and that. No. It's going to be this. It's going to be somebody from the Atlanta Dream. What kind of money could you have won in Vegas, like, just parlaying all of her stuff together?
Oh, man. Man, probably almost as much as she won. You know, she won $115,000 yesterday.
How good for her.
Amazing, right?
No, it's great. I mean, like I say, have a night. She won the three-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
She won the skills, right?
Mm-hmm. She's the only WNBA player to do it in the same night. Only two other players have ever done it, period. She's the only one to do it in the same night. Oh, she's on ESPN right now with that big Atlanta across the chest. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. And so, congrats to the Alicia and to the Atlanta Dream for having a big stage last night in a year where the WNBA obviously has grabbed a much bigger stage. And now Atlanta has its first, I guess, kind of started to – look, they've got a couple of really good players, but the Dream has had to really work hard, and I know Morgan Shaw Parker has done this, to kind of break through. Look, let's call it what it is. When you're in this town, when you're in a town of this size – And this is a huge number six market in the entire country. You have to understand that what sports products do is they're not just competing in their own leagues. They're competing against the other teams in town for eyeballs and attention and discussion. And it's not easy because it's a town that has a wildly successful Major League team, even though they only have two World Series titles. It's the two biggest titles in the history of the town. One of them is fairly recent, and they have been by far the most successful franchise ever in Atlanta over the last, 31, 32, 33 years. So, I mean, they are wildly popular. You have an NFL franchise that is wildly popular, frustrating, but it is the NFL. So you're competing against those two. If you're the Hawks, you have to compete. That's what you butt your head up against, and that's the Hawks. Forget about Atlanta United. Forget about the Dream. Oh, and by the way, there happens to be the college football capital of the world that happens to have the powerhouse of college football kind of in its orbit here. I know people, Athens is not Atlanta. Oh, stop. I mean, as if Athens were like, you know, in Brunswick. You know, I mean, you know, come on. What? It's like, what's the term now, that the stupid term that everybody uses? Oh, adjacent. I hate that term. It's just dumb. But they're Atlanta adjacent. Okay, whatever. You know, they're not part of it, but they're, okay. So, but, you know, I mean, so you have to fight against the capital of college football, the NFL, and this wildly popular, you know, regional America's team baseball team. Those three things suck up the oxygen in the room, which makes it difficult for the Hawks, the Dream, Georgia State, even Georgia Tech sometimes, to get any traction in this town. And so for the Dream to have that kind of a night last night was really big for them, so congrats. Speaking of the Braves, doubleheader today, if they get it in after the rainout yesterday, 1 o'clock, 7:20, Truist Park. Braves actually had a good day yesterday, even though they didn't play, because the Pirates walked off the Phillies in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the Braves have got they got a half game more against the Phillies. They're 8 back at the Phillies. Oh, and the Mets lost as well. So now they're 4.5 up. So because the Phillies and Mets lost, the Braves actually had a pretty good day. They're 4.5 ahead of the Mets for the final wild card. They're within 8 of the Phillies for the NL East. And I know Brian Snicker has said, yeah, NL East, that's, you know, we're going to win the NL East. I mean, okay, I want you to tell me we're going to win the World Series, but, you know, first things first, I guess. Now, again, a doubleheader today. If you're going to the ballpark, enjoy the day. Look, I'll tell you this much. It isn't going to be blazing hot. I don't think he's even going to hit 80 today, so that's kind of good news. The bad news, of course, is are you going to have to stop and start and dodge the raindrops? And keep in mind, the Braves have not played a game since last Sunday, and we know how they are in long layoffs. Yeah, we've learned this whole if you're off for a week thing, how it doesn't really play into our hands, so we'll see. St. Louis Cardinals and the Braves in a doubleheader today. Hopefully they get it in. Hopefully the Braves start hitting, and then we'll get into a little Braves discussion with you later on. Now, Atlanta United tonight, back at home, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Not going to have to worry about the rain. Close the roof. Atlanta United has a new left back to replace Caleb Wiley, who's off to the Olympic team and then off to Europe to advance his career. Pedro Amador is now on the team. How fast he can kind of get into the mix here. You know, they had the kind of disappointing tie against NYCFC. But as Garth Lagerwey has said, you know, look, we're still in the playoff hunt, and they are. And if they can get hot, and my expectation for Atlanta United is you're going to fix this in the offseason. But we'll see what they can do the remainder of the year in MLS, in Leagues Cup, and kind of play this out here. Again, we'll have coverage beginning at 6:30 tonight with Abe and Garrett on the pregame show, 7:30 with Mike and Jason on the call from MBS against Columbus Crew, Atlanta United tonight. This all set against the fact that the Falcons are going to open camp on Thursday. I mentioned we're only 12 days away from the Hall of Fame game, 20 days till the Falcons play Miami. I mean, we're 20 days away. Oh, and all the colleges are going to start opening up next week too. So, I mean, it's going to be so much fun. So today is kind of a day where you get a chance to jump in. We got Braves to talk about. Again, you're not limited to anything. If you want to talk about, congrats to the Dream and to Gray, the Dream, and WNBA for the big show last night, that's fine. You want to jump in on the Hawks discussion with Summer League going on. Again, I don't put a whole lot of stock in Summer League. I know there's a lot of Schadenfreude going on. For all you Swampers, Schadenfreude is a big German word. It means you take the a great joy in the pain of your adversary. Sort of like, you know, we will this year on you. Okay, so anyway, a lot of Schadenfreude going on about Alex Saar because he's been so suck, and he's like 1-for-21 or 22 in his last couple of games. Again, it's summer league. It doesn't really mean anything, so I don't know how much stock I put in it. I mean, I think we see that the raw tools for Zachary Risacher are there. Steve Koonin told us he sees those tools. I think we were hearing Trey Young tweet out those, you know, hey, he's got some raw tools, we can work with this. But again, the summer league is not, it's not even spring training. It's like pickup basketball at the Y. I think that's what Koonin called it. And so you take it for what it's worth. So, but you can jump in on the Hawks discussion. You can talk about summer league if you want. I don't put a whole lot of stock in it. We do have a Falcons discussion coming tomorrow, but if you want to talk about the Falcons today, you can. Today, we got a lot of SEC Media Days kind of recap. I'm not going to bore you with a lot of the sound, but I am going to want to discuss some of the hot takes out of Media Days as we get ready for the season. I do want to talk about the Braves as we now hit the, air quotes, second half of the season, and talk a little bit of golf with you as well. But when we get back here in just a minute, and we'll take our first break, I got a question for you, and I'm just kind of curious because this gamer thing. Okay, I'm not a gamer. I'll play poker online, but I'm not really a gamer. And I only play poker a little bit, partly because I own a home. I got to cut the grass, got to fix the house. I'm married. I got duties to my beautiful bride, Tammy. I got other things going on in my life. I don't have a whole lot of time to be gaming. But that's just because I'm where I'm at in life, not because I wouldn't do it. But this college football EA 25 has blowed up. I mean, it's blowed up. I'll walk you through a couple of numbers, but I am curious of 404-726-0929. I would assume a lot of you out in the audience have played this because so many people have already bought it. You know, is it any good? What's fun about it? Because I'm hearing stories about how people are like, it's like kind of like football porn. They're not putting it down. They're playing 18 hours solid on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Saturday morning. You know, by this time next Saturday, since NFL camps are opening up, every NFL camp, I think, will be open by this time next week. And then, of course, that'll be followed immediately thereafter by all the college camps, not to mention the fact, I mean, look at what we got coming up for us. On Thursday, we have the Olympics, and that's Thursday. They're going to talk about how the opening ceremonies, which I guess are going to float in boats down the Seine River. I guess that's what they're promoting. It's like Steven Spielberg, kind of a big production here. I don't know. Anyway, but the actual events start on the 24th because there are events where you need rest, you know, for example, like soccer and basketball. So to get it into that window, they'll start the actual Olympics will start on the 24th, even though the opening, it's not like the opening ceremonies happen and they light the torch and then the games can begin. No, the games have already started 2 days earlier. So, I mean, because they have to get this into the window here. So don't be confused by that. I mean, the opening ceremonies are ceremonial. And speaking of ceremonial, we'll get into that when we talk about golf here in a couple of minutes. But I want to go back to this discussion because I saw a story yesterday. And I understand that a lot of you are playing this, you know, EA Sports, you know, had to pay. They were like, I got to pay the athletes, and there are 11,000 players that they, 11,000 that they have to pay. And you go, oh, my God. But the numbers of people that have downloaded this thing are insane. And people are playing it 14 and 15 hours a day. And again, it's not that I'm opposed to gaming. I just don't game because I don't have 4 hours a day. I don't have an hour and a half a day to be spending on this. And if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I would want to get into it. Now, I understand that, Ms. Noel, you said you were going to go home and download it today, correct?
Yes. I'm suffering from FOMO. I told myself I wasn't going to do this. I usually just play Madden and 2K, but seeing all the excitement and honestly seeing all the different versions that you're able to play. You can become your own player, or you can be the AD if you want to. There's so many different options of ways that you can do it. I fell into it. I'm going to join the party.
And do you now? What kind of a platform do you play on? Do you
play? I play on an Xbox.
Or, oh, you play on Xbox. Okay. Now, I'm curious. Do you know how much it's going to cost you?
It's going to cost me about $60 because I'm not going to get the special edition one. So it's going to cost me about $60. Now it can run up to about $90, I think.
What is the special edition one? What's the difference?
It's usually like special things that are unlocked and like special shoes and jerseys and upgrades and all types of different things that you can do that I'm probably not going to utilize. But I understand the hype, because there are a lot of people that have still been playing the 2009 version, which is the last version to ever release, since 2009. So right. There were a lot of people that were super, super excited for this. And I mean, I was seeing people, you know, standing up inches away from their television, like they were 12 years old again. So, yeah, it's definitely caused a frenzy.
Yeah, because, you know, again, this was all about lawsuits and whether or not EA had to pay players mm-hmm. for their name and likeness. This is the whole NIL thing. Of course, they do, and so they are. And but I saw this story. It says that 2.2 million players, because you said it's $60, are paid an additional $40, and they paid $100 to get the release 3 days early.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they got it back on. They got it back this week on the 16th. They got a 3 day advance. For 3 days, they paid an additional. They couldn't wait three more days. They paid an additional $40, and for that extra $40, they got 3 days worth of this. And it wasn't just one. It was 2.2 million players.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. I saw a lot of tweets about guys asking or letting their wives know they were going to spend an extra on top of the extra for the game because they wanted it early. Yeah, a lot of people went for that option. That was probably smart on EA's part.
Oh, yeah, I made them $100 million.
A free $100 million.
and by the way, not only that, but it got them all this publicity because the number of downloads and the YouTube videos that are already populating and how to do this stuff, and you know, make Vanderbilt win a national title. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people are pouring into this.
I've already seen title wins.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like,
well,
already.
That didn't take long.
That's what I said. I said already.
Wow. Yeah, well, the people are playing. That's the other thing. You know, 18 hours. I played 18 hours the first day. I'm like, well, okay, wow. You're not married.
No, there were people that took days off of work. Like they planned right. for this weekend. They blocked it off like it was like NBA All-Star weekend or something. Like they blocked this whole weekend off so that they could do nothing but eat pizza and drink beer and play this game.
Yeah, I know. Right? And so I'm curious from those of you who do. And so even though I don't play, I'm curious on a couple of fronts. You know, did you buy the game early? Why did you buy the game early? How long you playing? How much fun is this? And one of the things I will say is, as time goes on, it really does impress me. And I'll just use this particular, because we're talking about this game, but I guess it's all of the coding and the quality and the AI and whatever else you're using here. What impresses me is, you know, how much when we the graphics are just insane. I mean, we keep getting closer and closer to like stuff that looks like real life. And I don't know. I mean, I think partly that's cool. And partly in other ways, it's sort of frightening. Because, you know, it just is a little bit too close. You know what I mean? And so, because we grew up with stuff where we're playing, you know, old school video games, and you could go back and play them. And it's kind of fun to go to retro places and play the old school video games or the old school pinball machines. But, you know, it's a different world now. I mean, I don't even have a PS. I don't have an Xbox. I've got, all right, this is going to sound bad. I got a Wii. I got a Wii that I bought for my daughter when she was like, I don't know, 10, 12, maybe 13. I don't know, I bought it 15, 16 years ago. And we haven't played it in a long time. I don't know. Maybe she has it now. I'd have to ask her. I don't even know where it is. But even back 15 years ago, it was a lot of fun to play. But nowadays, yeah, it's really incredible. 404-726-0929. We don't have to spend the whole show on it, but if you are playing, I'd like to hear from you because I'd be interested in your review and what makes it so good. And, you know, do you like to play your team? Do you like to play your opponents? And, you know, I know that some people, my daughter, for example, got into the FIFA game for a long, I mean, she, and it was like, I almost wanted to take it away from her. I'm like, honey, you've got, you know, schoolwork to do. You've got your job. You have life, you know, let's not, you know, enough of the FIFA. You can play it for an hour at night, but then outside of that, we got to move on. 404-726-0929. So that's part of the show here. Just if you're an EA guy and you've got the game at 404-726-0929. As I always say, you could talk about anything, but I present questions. And I have a question. I have a Braves question for you. I have an SEC question that we're going to get into. If you jump into the topic of the Braves or the SEC, I could probably throw those out early. I have no problem with that, but it is a four-hour show, so I try and space them out a little bit through the first couple of hours. There's a golf issue going on. Now, I've got the Open up on the TV here, keeping my eyes on the Open. And it involves Tiger. And my question to you is going to be about the fact that Tiger came out yesterday after missing the cut. And he said something that kind of resonated with me. He said, I don't want to be a ceremonial player. I was watching a little bit on the Sports Mix. I was watching the feature group and watching Tiger kind of, you know, scuffing around the course yesterday. And he would go up to a green and it struck me. There are people here at Royal Troon who are fans, who are at the event, who've never had a chance to ever see Tiger Woods in person, who are seeing him for the first time. So it didn't really matter if he was 10, 11, 12, 13 over par. It wasn't Tiger winning that they were there to see. It was Tiger the person. He is ceremonial. He's the official starter. He's one of the guys that hits the tee shot to begin the Masters. That's kind of who he is in a way. He doesn't want to be a ceremonial player, but is that what he is now? Has he become just a ceremonial player? Because you start looking down some of the numbers here. You know, he had 14 over and he missed the cut. Tiger is currently 219th in the world. And remember, the world rankings don't even include LIV. So he's probably closer to like 260 in the world, which, I mean, if you and I were 260 in the world, we would be great. But no, for him, he's 260th in the world. He played in five tournaments this year. He shut it down. By the way, he also said he shut it down yesterday. He's done for the remainder of the year. Played in five tournaments, only made one cut, and that was, you know, barely there at the Masters. But these are the staggering stats about Tiger Woods now. Now, there have been, you know, there was an bad car accident, obviously, that he was lucky to survive. There was an incident with a 9-iron in the back of his window. There was other surgeries to his knees and his back. But he hasn't won in 5.5 years. 5.5 years. He won the Zozo Championship in Japan. I know, I don't even know what the hell that is either. That was his last tournament win. Now, I want to take you back to 2000. Remember at East Lake when they're rushing, one of the great scenes in one of the probably top five scenes in all of golf history. All the fans at East Lake rushing up the green, to the green at East Lake at 18 to watch poor Justin Rose was about to win the tour championship and nobody cared because Tiger was about to win the tournament. And so all those fans running up the fairway at East Lake, that was 2018 when he won. He comes back the next year and wins that Masters, and everybody goes haywire. Later in that year, in 2019, he wins the Zozo Championship in Japan. And that was it. He hadn't won in 5.5 years. Matter of fact, those three wins, it goes back to all the other things that have gone on in his life. The Tour Championship win, the Masters win, and the win in Japan, those three wins, do you know that those are his only three wins since 2013. So this isn't a new thing. Since 2013 to now 2025, when he plays again, he will have three tour wins, and those will be over 6 years ago. So At this point, what he's not reached Willie Mays of the Mets yet. For those of you who don't remember, God rest Willie Mays, but Willie Mays, some players at the end of their careers, you know, Hank going back to Milwaukee, Willie Mays going to the Mets, especially from that era, Joe Namath going to the Rams, they would go and play a couple extra years, Johnny Unitas to the Chargers, because in those days, the players didn't really, especially in the time that they were stars, didn't make any money. I mean, Willie Mays probably made, there were times when Willie Mays, as great as he was, or Hank Aaron, great as he was making $70,000 in a season, $80,000 in a season. And that would have been good pay back in the day. But they would go spend a couple of years with the Mets so they could make $250,000, $300,000 and park it away. It's nothing like it is now. But it was painful to watch Willie Mays of the Mets because he was a shell of himself. It's starting to become painful for me to watch Tiger. So, do you think Tiger is actually what he just said he is? Did he speak something into existence? Is he just a ceremonial player? Or do you have any expectation he's actually going to ever do anything again? 404-726-0929. And if you're playing EA College Football 25, love a review. I'm just kind of curious if you're stuck on it. You may be stuck on it not listening to the show. That could be true, too. On Sports Radio 99 The Game. You want to be part of the program, it's 404-726-0929. Again, you know the rules kind of, well, the rules kind of the way the show works here. We can disagree without being disagreeable. You don't come into the show and just do a drive-by. I prefer you don't anyway, because I want to have a conversation with you. It's just you and me talking about sports, and that's why I throw out topics, but you're not limited to those topics. But I just kind of want to get your pulse. Tomorrow we'll be talking again about the Falcons. But if you want to talk about the Falcons today because you're not going to be able to listen tomorrow, you're certainly welcome to at 404-726-0929. I'll throw in a little bit of Olympics tomorrow. And who knows, we may be discussing the Braves depending on what happens today. Again, the Braves have a doubleheader because of the rainout yesterday, and hopefully they can get the doubleheader in today against the St. Louis Cardinals at Truist Field. And so we'll see how the Braves kind of, you know, operate here. They did have a good day yesterday because the Phillies lost and the Mets lost. So that didn't suck. So good for the Braves. But they haven't played a game since last Sunday. So, you know, right now just trying to, because the weather forecast around here for this series against St. Louis and Cincinnati around here, it ain't great. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, it's good if you don't want to have it 194 degrees, but it's supposed to rain every day for the next week or so. So we're in kind of that new rainy pattern, and so how much that'll affect Braves games is to be found here. And if you've been playing the release on the 16th, the EA Sports came out with College Football 25, and I guess it is just taking the nation by storm. How many people, and Noelle White is going to be one of those when she downloads it today, how many people have downloaded this thing? How much money is going to be made by EA Sports when 2.2 million people download the pre-release and pay a premium to download the pre-release 3 days early? I have no idea the number of sales they're going to have worldwide, but I don't know. Do they have 40 million? Do they have 50 million at like $60 to $80 a pop? I mean, you can just start doing the math at how much money this is. It's going to be incredible for EA Sports here. And I'm just kind of interested in a review with you. Because, you know, I won't buy it. I don't have the time for it. The real football season is going to be upon us momentarily. Again, we're 12 days away from the Hall of Fame game. By this time next week, you know, every camp is going to be open. Oh, I should mention that, too, just again as a reminder, because we are getting close to it and counting down to the Falcons camp, because the rookies and the veterans will both report on Thursday. We will have wall-to-wall coverage of the camp here on 92.9 The Game. Every show are going to be covering the obviously I won't be there much as I would love to be there. You all know why. So I'll have to lean on people who are there, which is means I'll be talking to, while this is your show during camp, I will be having some of the other hosts on, certainly our reporters, Joe Patrick and my co-host Harper LaBelle and Joe, and, you know, get Squid on and kind of work through the people that are there who have eyeballs on what's going on with the Falcons. But no fans at Flowery Branch this year because of all the construction and building out what they're doing up in Flower. I remember when they broke ground on that. And now look at what it's amazing what they're building up there. So all the building that they're doing up at Flowery Branch to improve and increase, the Falcons, the franchise, and the experience for you. So no fans at camp. There will be the two open practices. One is a week from today at Seckinger High. And then, of course, the MBS open practice, which I think is $5 again, which is a donation that you make to get into the open practice. And that's in a couple of weeks. So all of this is leading us up to Falcons camp, which begins Thursday. And once Falcons camp begins Thursday and the Olympics begin Thursday, the competitions for the Olympics begin Thursday, we get into all of that by next weekend, it's going to be kind of wall-to-wall football discussion. We will have a lot of it tomorrow, but I don't want to limit you today to not being able to talk about some of the headlines. And there are a lot of headlines in the NFL, obviously, that are going on right now. So there's that. And you could always talk about the Braves if you want to jump in here, because I am curious as to what's going to happen here in the second half of the season, if they can ever get the second half of the season going. Of course, it's air quotes, second half. It's really not. I think some people get misled. Oh, we got half a season to go. Oh, no, we don't. Braves have already played 95 games. They have 67 to go. The half season thing happened toward the end of June. I mean, we are way past the half season point here. So time is going to be ticking here for the Braves if they want to try to catch the Phillies or to increase their lead in the wild card or just to improve their chances to make noise in the postseason or maybe even win the World Series. Because even though I've been a little bit frustrated with the team, look, the team from a pitching and defensive standpoint has been excellent, right? I mean, excellent. From a hitting standpoint, I guess what are we counting on them to come around? Is that what we're hoping for? Is A going to make a big move? And by the way, if he has to make a big move, you know the trade deadline is in, 11 days? I think it's 10 days from now, right? The 30th? Yeah, 10 days from now. 10 days. The problem for AA has been, if he wants to go get another outfielder or another starting pitcher, is that there are so many teams that think that they can make the playoffs this year. So many teams in the National League, there are 7 or 8 teams that think they can get that second wild card, if not the first wild card. So many teams that think they're still in this and will be in this, you know, at least for the next 10 days to the trade deadline, that they're not willing to sell, and they may actually be buyers, which is going to drive the price up for the, I don't know, maybe there's 8 or 9 teams, maybe 10, that would actually be sellers at this point. But for the star players that are on those teams, like, for example, for the A's, one of the things we're hearing is that the A's don't want to necessarily be sellers so much right now, even though the Braves have raided the A's over the last couple of years. They don't really so much want to be sellers because, you know, they're going to go become the, I guess, just the Athletics, not the Sacramento A's, on their way to Las Vegas, that the owners are like, yeah, we've got to start to build something here and not just be selling everything off and all, and we got to start to build something here and actually be competitive, you know, kind of moving forward. So they may be a little bit more hesitant to do that. And the White Sox don't have a whole lot. I mean, they've got 1 or 2 guys. You know, I've heard some players that have been kind of, you know, on the rumor mill, they said, oh, can you go get, you know, Robert? Could you go get Jazz Chisholm, Kyle Tucker, Tommy Pham? Tommy Pham, by the way, was a hard no from me. I saw that name and I went, nah, I want nothing to do with Tommy Pham. If you don't know Tommy Pham is not exactly my kind of guy, okay? The Braves may go make that movie a good player, but way back machine, he got into a fantasy dispute, football fantasy with Jock Peterson, went up and smashed him in the face. Do you remember that? He's not a pleasant guy, Tommy Pham, okay? And he may be a good player, but I don't know. That, to me, you go get him, that almost sounds like you're desperate for something and you're willing to overlook the fact that he's kind of a bad dude. And I don't know if I want a bad dude on my team. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to jump into the program. So everything is out there. Is Tiger actually just a ceremonial player? Because that's my concern now. Look, I have a personal history with Tiger Woods that dates back to when he was 16 years old. So I've known him for a long time. And I've had a lot of interaction with him over my professional career. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're friends and buddies or anything like that, but we know each other. And I've interviewed him a lot. hit golf balls on the range with him for an hour, just he and I. I mean, I've known him for a long time. I have been a huge fan of Tiger. I worked with his dad at Fox, so I knew, God rest his soul, I knew Earl fairly well, and then Tiger. So I really like him. I'm a huge fan. He's my favorite golfer of all time, and it pains me to watch him not even be competitive. You know, it'd be one thing if he were at least slightly competitive and you say, okay, look, he's been through a lot. Some of it self-inflicted, I understand. And, you know, the injuries and whatnot, the this, the that, the back, the knee, the shoulder, the this. And he's just not the player he used to be. He's an older guy. Plate. He's really the point person for this new, the Atlanta Drive is in the golf league. This thing they're going to do in the stadiums, and Arthur Blank owns the Atlanta team, where they're going to be hitting into the giant screen and then putting, and it's going to be in a stadium. It's going to be a one-night thing. It'll be prime time. It's going to be – I'll be interested to watch, you know, the reaction to this TGL kind of new event that they're going to put on where they're going to play with teams. It'll be interesting, and he's the driving guy behind that. So he's heavily invested in that. He's also – one of the reasons that the PGA gave him a $100 million bonus is that he's really been kind of tapped as the PGA point person to negotiate with LIV, okay? If you go back and think about it, a little over a year ago, there was all these reports that the PGA and LIV were going to merge, and it hasn't happened yet because they're just stuck at 100 different points. And so they've tasked Tiger with being the, for lack of a better term, because I don't want to diminish his role, the go-between between LIV and the PGA, because obviously he knows everybody. He's Tiger Woods. He has that cachet. So he's really involved in all the negotiations that have been taking place. And so much so, his time is so occupied by coaching Charlie and with starting the golf league, TGL, and with the negotiations that are going on. And he really is. He's heavily involved in the negotiations. You know, he's right there with all the principal players in the rooms, in the Zoom meetings, in the negotiations, on the phone. He's so busy with all that he turned down being the Ryder Cup captain because he said, I'm so busy with the rest of it. So he can't really even forget that he can't captain the Ryder Cup team. He doesn't even have time to focus much on his game, which is one of the reasons, considering his game and his health, that he's not going to play again until he plays in that event in December with Charlie. But he needs, you know, forget about the Olympics or anything else, Ryder Cup. He needs not only to spend the next 6 months continuing to kind of heal up here, but he needs all that time to deal with all the other business ventures and all the other things that are going on in his life that have nothing to do with him as a player. And so I don't know where I see a path, and maybe you do, to Tiger being anything other than what he said yesterday. He said, I don't want to be a ceremonial player. The dude has 3 wins in what will be 12 years. At his age, with everything that's going on, I don't know if I see a path for him to be anything but a ceremonial player. Now, maybe you do. I mean, does he have to accept that? Do we have to accept that he is just a ceremonial player? That he's one of the shotgun starters? He's going to look, he's going to play the Masters for the next 10 years, which is fine, by the way, because one of his goals, he's sort of like LeBron with Bronny, sort of like Ken Sr. with Ken Jr. If you have an opportunity to play with your son, especially at Augusta, in, you know, 6-7 years from now, if Charlie ascends to that height, and he may, he's really good, then you're going to take that opportunity to do so. So, and he's exempt from playing in all the majors, obviously, because former champions are exempt, and he's won everything. So he can play all the majors the rest of his life if he wants to until he reaches a point where he says, okay, I got to shut this down. I'm just worried that okay, I got to shut this down is coming sooner than later. And I don't want to see him hobbling around and shooting 14 over at the British Open. So if he takes 2 years off to try to get his mind right, that's fine by me. If we don't see him again till Augusta next year, that's fine by me. At this point, I don't want to see him out there. It's painful to watch because just watching the feature group and watching him play a few holes, it was like he's not even remotely close. Look, what was Tiger Woods? Why was Tiger Woods? Ask yourself a question. In the modern history of golf over the last 55 to 60 years, the two dominant players, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, what did they do, those two players, What did they do better than anybody else that made them the dominant player of their era and the two probably greatest players of all time, right? What did they do? What in their game? I mean, there was all the mental toughness. There was all those kind of, you know, intangible things. But inside their game, what did they do better than the game? You want to be part of the program, it's 404-726-0929. Again, you know the rules kind of well. The rules kind of the way the show works here. We can disagree without being disagreeable. You don't come into the show and just do a drive-by. I prefer you don't anyway, because I want to have a conversation with you. It's just you and me talking about sports, and that's why I throw out topics, but you're not limited to those topics. But I just kind of want to get your pulse. Tomorrow we'll be talking again about the Falcons. But if you want to talk about the Falcons today because you're not going to be able to listen tomorrow, you're certainly welcome to at 404-726-0929. I'll throw in a little bit of Olympics tomorrow. And who knows, we may be discussing the Braves depending on what happens today. Again, the Braves have a doubleheader because of the rainout yesterday, and hopefully they can get the doubleheader in today against the St. Louis Cardinals at Truist Field. And so we'll see how the Braves kind of, you know, operate here. They did have a good day yesterday because the Phillies lost and the Mets lost. So that didn't suck. So good for the Braves. But they haven't played a game since last Sunday. So, you know, right now just trying to, because the weather forecast around here for this series against St. Louis and Cincinnati around here, it ain't great. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, it's good if you don't want to have it 194 degrees, but it's supposed to rain every day for the next week or so. So we're in kind of that new rainy pattern, and so how much that'll affect Braves games is to be found here. And if you've been playing the release on the 16th, the EA Sports came out with College Football 25, and I guess it is just taking the nation by storm. How many people, and Noelle White is going to be one of those when she downloads it today, how many people have downloaded this thing? How much money is going to be made by EA Sports when 2.2 million people download the pre-release and pay a premium to download the pre-release 3 days early? I have no idea the number of sales they're going to have worldwide, but I don't know. Do they have 40 million? Do they have 50 million at like $60 to $80 a pop? I mean, you can just start doing the math at how much money this is. It's going to be incredible for EA Sports here. And I'm just kind of interested in a review with you. Because, you know, I won't buy it. I don't have the time for it. The real football season is going to be upon us momentarily. Again, we're 12 days away from the Hall of Fame game. By this time next week, you know, every camp is going to be open. Oh, I should mention that, too, just again as a reminder, because we are getting close to it and counting down to the Falcons camp, because the rookies and the veterans will both report on Thursday. We will have wall-to-wall coverage of the camp here on 92.9 The Game. Every show are going to be covering the obviously I won't be there much as I would love to be there. You all know why. So I'll have to lean on people who are there, which is means I'll be talking to, while this is your show during camp, I will be having some of the other hosts on, certainly our reporters, Joe Patrick and my co-host Harper LaBelle and Joe, and, you know, get Squid on and kind of work through the people that are there who have eyeballs on what's going on with the Falcons. But no fans at Flowery Branch this year because of all the construction and building out what they're doing up at Flowery. I remember when they broke ground on that. And now look at what it's amazing what they're building up there. So all the building that they're doing up at Flowery Branch to improve and increase the Falcons of the franchise and the experience for you. So no fans at camp. There will be the two open practices. One is a week from today at Seckinger High. And then, of course, the MBS open practice, which I think is $5 again, which is a donation that you make to get into the open practice. And that's in a couple of weeks. So all of this is leading us up to Falcons camp, which begins Thursday. And once Falcons camp begins Thursday and the Olympics begin Thursday, the competitions for the Olympics begin Thursday, we get into all of that by next weekend, it's going to be kind of wall-to-wall football discussion. We will have a lot of it tomorrow, but I don't want to limit you today to not being able to talk about some of the headlines. And there are a lot of headlines in the NFL, obviously, that are going on right now. So there's that. And you could always talk about the Braves if you want to jump in here, because I am curious as to what's going to happen here in the second half of the season, if they can ever get the second half of the season going. Of course, it's air quotes, second half. It's really not. I think some people get misled. Oh, we got half a season to go. Oh, no, we don't. Braves have already played 95 games. They have 67 to go. The half season thing happened toward the end of June. I mean, we are way past the half season point here. So time is going to be ticking here for the Braves if they want to try to catch the Phillies or to increase their lead in the wild card or just to improve their chances to make noise in the postseason or maybe even win the World Series. Because even though I've been a little bit frustrated with the team, look, the team from a pitching and defensive standpoint has been excellent, right? I mean, excellent. From a hitting standpoint, I guess what are we counting on them to come around? Is that what we're hoping for? Is A going to make a big move? And by the way, if he has to make a big move, you know the trade deadline is in, 11 days? I think it's 10 days from now, right? The 30th? Yeah, 10 days from now. 10 days. The problem for AA has been, if he wants to go get another outfielder or another starting pitcher, is that there are so many teams that think that they can make the playoffs this year. So many teams in the National League, there are 7 or 8 teams that think they can get that second wild card, if not the first wild card. So many teams that think they're still in this and will be in this, you know, at least for the next 10 days to the trade deadline, that they're not willing to sell, and they may actually be buyers, which is going to drive the price up for the, I don't know, maybe there's 8 or 9 teams, maybe 10, that would actually be sellers at this point. But for the star players that are on those teams, like, for example, for the A's, one of the things we're hearing is that the A's don't want to necessarily be sellers so much right now, even though the Braves have raided the A's over the last couple of years. They don't really so much want to be sellers because, you know, they're going to go become the, I guess, just the Athletics, not the Sacramento A's, on their way to Las Vegas, that the owners are like, yeah, we've got to start to build something here and not just be selling everything off and all, and we got to start to build something here and actually be competitive, you know, kind of moving forward. So they may be a little bit more hesitant to do that. And the White Sox don't have a whole lot. I mean, they've got 1 or 2 guys. You know, I've heard some players that have been kind of, you know, on the rumor mill, they said, oh, can you go get, you know, Robert? Could you go get Jazz Chisholm, Kyle Tucker, Tommy Pham? Tommy Pham, by the way, was a hard no from me. I saw that name and I went, nah, I want nothing to do with Tommy Pham. If you don't know Tommy Pham is not exactly my kind of guy, okay? The Braves may go make that movie a good player, but way back machine, he got into a fantasy dispute, football fantasy with Jock Peterson, went up and smashed him in the face. Do you remember that? He's not a pleasant guy, Tommy Pham, okay? And he may be a good player, but I don't know. That, to me, you go get him, that almost sounds like you're desperate for something and you're willing to overlook the fact that he's kind of a bad dude. And I don't know if I want a bad dude on my team. 404-726-0929 is the number if you want to jump into the program. So everything is out there. Is Tiger actually just a ceremonial player? Because that's my concern now. Look, I have a personal history with Tiger Woods that dates back to when he was 16 years old. So I've known him for a long time. And I've had a lot of interaction with him over my professional career. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're friends and buddies or anything like that, but we know each other. And I've interviewed him a lot, hit golf balls on the range with him for an hour, just he and I. I mean, I've known him for a long time. I have been a huge fan of Tiger. I worked with his dad at Fox, so I knew, God rest his soul, I knew Earl fairly well, and then Tiger. So I really like him. I'm a huge fan. He's my favorite golfer of all time. And it pains me to watch him not even be competitive. You know, it'd be one thing if he were at least slightly competitive and you say, okay, look, he's been through a lot. Some of it self-inflicted, I understand. And, you know, the injuries and whatnot, the this, the that, the back, the knee, the shoulder, the this. And he's just not the player he used to be. He's an older guy. He's really the point person for this new, the Atlanta Drive is in the golf league, this thing they're going to do in the stadiums, and Arthur Blank owns the Atlanta team, where they're going to be hitting into the giant screen and then putting, and it's going to be in a stadium. It's going to be a one-night thing. It'll be prime time. It's going to be – I'll be interested to watch, you know, the reaction to this TGL kind of new event that they're going to put on where they're going to play with teams. It'll be interesting, and he's the driving guy behind that. So he's heavily invested in that. He's also – one of the reasons that the PGA gave him a $100 million bonus is that he's really been kind of tapped as the PGA point person to negotiate with LIV, okay? If you go back and think about it, a little over a year ago, there was all these reports that the PGA and LIV were going to merge, and it hasn't happened yet because they're just stuck at 100 different points. And so they've tasked Tiger with being the, for lack of a better term, because I don't want to diminish his role, the go-between between LIV and the PGA, because obviously he knows everybody. He's Tiger Woods. He has that cachet. So he's really involved in all the negotiations that have been taking place. And so much so, his time is so occupied by coaching Charlie and with starting the golf league, TGL, and with the negotiations that are going on. And he really is. He's heavily involved in the negotiations. You know, he's right there with all the principal players in the rooms, in the Zoom meetings, in the negotiations, on the phone. He's so busy with all that he turned down being the Ryder Cup captain because he said, I'm so busy with the rest of it. So he can't really even forget that he can't captain the Ryder Cup team. He doesn't even have time to focus much on his game, which is one of the reasons, considering his game and his health, that he's not going to play again until he plays in that event in December with Charlie. But he needs, you know, forget about the Olympics or anything else, Ryder Cup. He needs not only to spend the next 6 months continuing to kind of heal up here, but he needs all that time to deal with all the other business ventures and all the other things that are going on in his life that have nothing to do with him as a player. And so I don't know where I see a path, and maybe you do, to Tiger being anything other than what he said yesterday. He said, I don't want to be a ceremonial player. The dude has 3 wins in what will be 12 years. At his age, with everything that's going on, I don't know if I see a path for him to be anything but a ceremonial player. Now, maybe you do. I mean, does he have to accept that? Do we have to accept that he is just a ceremonial player? That he's one of the shotgun starters? He's going to look, he's going to play the Masters for the next 10 years, which is fine, by the way, because one of his goals, he's sort of like LeBron with Bronny, sort of like Ken Sr. with Ken Jr. If you have an opportunity to play with your son, especially at Augusta, in, you know, 6-7 years from now, if Charlie ascends to that height, and he may, he's really good, then you're going to take that opportunity to do so. So, and he's exempt from playing in all the majors, obviously, because former champions are exempt, and he's won everything. So he can play all the majors the rest of his life if he wants to, until he reaches a point where he says, okay, I got to shut this down. I'm just worried that okay, I got to shut this down is coming sooner than later. And I don't want to see him hobbling around and shooting 14 over at the British Open. So if he takes 2 years off to try to get his mind right, that's fine by me. If we don't see him again till Augusta next year, that's fine by me. At this point, I don't want to see him out there. It's painful to watch because just watching the feature group and watching him play a few holes, it was like he's not even remotely close. Look, what was Tiger Woods? Why was Tiger Woods? Ask yourself a question. In the modern history of golf over the last 55 to 60 years, the two dominant players, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, what did they do, those two players, what did they do better than anybody else that made them the dominant player of their era and the two probably greatest players of all time, right? What did they do? What in their game? I mean, there was all the mental toughness. There was all those kind of, you know, intangible things. But inside their game, what did they do better than any other player that allowed them to win so many majors? What they did was, at their height, both of them were the best what? Putters in the world. Jack was the best putter in the world. Tiger was the best putter in the world. He didn't forget how to putt. He's got to hit the green, but he didn't forget how to putt. And so, I mean, I'm not going to tell you there isn't a moment that Tiger could possibly win another major and have just a moment where it all starts to fall back together for him. He starts hitting greens, and that putter, he can putt till he's 90. So there's that too. Are you playing EA Sports College Football? Would like a review? Do you think Tiger's just a ceremonial player? what's going to happen with the Braves in the second half, and then we'll get into some SEC as we move forward here. Your show, your calls at 404-726-0929. John Fricke with you on a Saturday morning on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.